After tour, I broke up with my girlfriend. Why? To fuck a bunch of bitches that I couldn't back then. And yeah, that was cool, but now I'm empty as my room. I guess my Insta keep me busy. I got plenty of things to do, but I told Reed, no more of this LA shit. Last night keeps flashing and I can't take it. One sec. Shut that phone up before I break it. Hold up. Take me home before I say it. I hope they banish me. I miss my family tree. I was a family man and now I'm just a man to see. If you can't pay your rent or be responsible financially, they need you. I hope I get me too.
I hope they cancel me. Why? So I can go be with my family.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Foxtrot. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m., it's me, Noah. I play whatever is good and or interesting to me. We just listened to Why Don't You Write Me by Simon and Garfunkel. Excuse me. Sorry. Throat's a little... Ugh. But, I don't know. Fun little tune. I don't really have much else to say about it. It's a good Simon and Garfunkel song. I don't know. Not really in a talking mood right now. So I'm just going to play the music. And, yeah. We'll see where the day takes us. I know I'm excited. I hope you're excited. So, yeah. Okay. Sparing the introductions. Here's music. Okay. Goodbye.
You're the love of the time. standing at your intersection. Misinterpreting direction. See you from across the backyard. Fucked up by your good friend's wedding card. Every day I walk away, but I don't get very far. I know your every secret, I know your every sound, but here I stare on from the fence, this old hungry bloodhound, pretending in unending joy to hate to be alone, to adore the great unknown, when all I know is you, and all you are is home. The words don't sound the same when we speak over the phone. Father stops to ask a question. Haven't seen this place since last election. New kids all in deviant hairdos, spilling beer on family heirlooms. The guys would like to go out tonight, but I don't know if I care to. Your hands are on my shoulders, your hands are on my neck. Your eyes meet mine, suggesting that I should not be upset. At Heathrow there will be no band, as murderous as mine. One round of stock white wine. And as I sunk to sleep, my hampered heart did pine. I should not say I love you, but I feel it all the time. Standing at your intersection, misinterpreting directions. Send out for a pizza and pray. Everything is answered one day.
This may be the last time I put on my shoes. Go down to the corner and buy the damn cat the expensive food. That Turkish Angora is about the only thing left of me and you. And early this morning, he started making sounds that say, don't the last time come too soon. One down, eight to go, but it's no less true. Don't the last time come too soon. Mm-hmm. This may be the last time, the last time I get out of bed. Put some coffee on and try in your words to show some initiative. We used to lay around here laughing at what these freaks out there were trying to prove. Well, what's wasting time if not throwing it away on work when the last time comes so soon? Mr. Blue died in my arms, nothing they could do. Don't the last time come too soon? Love's always gonna leave you, no matter what they say. You only know what it is once it's gone away. This may be the last time, the last time I lay here with you. Do you swear it's not the cat? You don't have to answer that, I'll just make do. But maybe if he'd gone sooner, it could have brought us back together last June. When the last time was our last time, if only then I knew. The last time was our last time, would have told you that the last time comes too soon. When the last time was our last time, should have told you that last time comes too soon.
Welcome back. We just listened to Goodbye, Mr. Blue, recorded at Electric Lady Studios by Father John Misty, by the titular Father John Misty. Just before that, we listened to Intersection by Modern Baseball. And just before that, we listened to Honey, I Sure Miss You by Built to Spill. That Built to Spill song is a cover of a Daniel Johnston song titled Honey, I Sure Miss You. And the Built to Spill cover comes from an EP that I did not know existed. Maybe it's just simply an album, I guess, called Built to Spill Plays the Songs of Daniel Johnston, which is pretty cool. I mean, like, I'm not going to act like I'm the biggest Built to Spill head or Daniel Johnston guy, but I really enjoy what they did with Honey, I Sure Miss You. Spotify recommended it to me, and I was like, you know what? This rocks. So glad Built to Spill is still kicking it under their heyday, doing fun stuff, doing whatever. That's what older bands should be doing. They should just be doing whatever, and that is what Built to Spill is doing with this album of only Daniel Johnston songs. But they're doing whatever, and it sounds good, so I rock with it. Intersection by Modern Baseball. It very much just kind of sounds like when you think Modern Baseball, I do not think you think this song. I think you just kind of think, like, pop punk, I'm a modern baseball guy myself when I'm sad, but I'm okay right now. But Intersection just kind of feels like a Slaughter Beach Dog song, because the guy singing it is the guy who is now Slaughter Beach Dog. And I think he has a live version of that song on like the live album. He and or they, I'm not sure how Slaughter Beach Dog presents themselves. On the live album they released, I think, a few months ago. And I didn't listen to it. But I enjoy this one. It's just a kind little track, I will say. And it is good. I don't really have much else to say about it. It's like, I listened to it on repeat for a while. It was a repeat song for me. And I wish I had a better word for it than it is good. But I enjoy it. And then Goodbye Mr. Blue, recorded Electric Lady Studios by Father John Misty. That song, Goodbye Mr. Blue, comes off of his latest album, Chloe, the Next 20th Century, I believe it's called. I wasn't the biggest fan of that album, but I really enjoyed Goodbye Mr. Blue. I think it's one of my favorite Father John Misty tracks, actually, and it's got a nice little country flair to it that I wish he kind of embraced. He has another song off of Pure Comedy, I think it's called The Memo, that he really embraces sort of this country flair. I'm a big fan of it, and he does it with Goodbye Mr. Blue, and this recording at Electric Lady Studios is so good. You can hear the instruments, the electric guitar and the violin so clearly. Father John Misty, every live performance and live recording I've seen, his voice holds up unbelievably well. And this one is no exception. So I recommend checking out just the song on the regular album, because it's just as good, but this one arguably is even better. I guess I contradict myself there, but that's okay. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to listen to some more music. We got some very exciting stuff coming up. I know I'm excited. I'm leaping. I'm cheering. I hope you're cheering too. I'm cutting the commentary pretty short today. I don't know if you noticed. Pretty proud of myself. And, yeah, without further ado, here is some more tunes. All right, be back in a bit. Thank you.
familiar ceiling. And I should leave, 'cause everybody here is tripping some new drug except for me. 'Cause I don't have the money, and I've been thinking about letting my hair grow. I have been thinking about cutting it short. I have been thinking about dyeing it yellow. But I don't think I have the bone structure or wardrobe to support that type of look. So I will tattoo my poems all over my body. They won't know who I was before. And I will cut off my fingers. No ID to find me when I wash up on the New Jersey shore. The New Jersey shore. The New Jersey shore. I talk to myself too much, too often, trying hard to figure out why the feelings that line my stomach are always pushing for my mouth. So I will learn to sleep on my chest, and I will learn to let things go, and I will learn to come to terms with the things that I will never know. I will never. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. So more.
Hello again. Hello, hello, hello. We just listened to More Than It Hurts You by the Front Bottoms. Just before that, we heard Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By by Cass Elliot. And then we heard Agrim Agadez. Agadez? Agadez? By Etron de l'Air. I definitely butchered the name. That group, it translates to the Stars of the Air. And they are from Niger, I believe. In Niger, yeah. Agadez is the city where they're from. And I was doing a bunch of reading about it when I heard this song for the first time, because the song goes hard. Like, it is just objectively a groove. But I guess the band is just comprised of brothers and cousins, which I think rocks. Bring back the family band. And that's what, I'm just going to say, Stars of the Air is doing. But no, that song goes hard. Again, it's just a groove. I guess there's a pretty, like, kind of big electric guitar, kind of like street performing culture that exists in Niger, which I think is cool. I feel like we should be talking about that more, which maybe there is. I'm just not listening. But no, it's a good song. I'm a huge fan. It's just like, you can't hear that song and not be like, wow, I am absolutely grooving right now. Because that's what I was doing. And I hope everyone listening was also grooving. Because, you know, I was grooving too. Don't Let the Good Life Pass You by Cass Elliot. There is not, like, that song is the epitome of walking and being like, wow, I am smiling. Like I was in that song earlier this week as I was walking to, like, the tea or whatever. And I was like, wow, today is a great day. There is no better day than today. Like, something about that song just puts serotonin in you. And I don't know what it is. I don't know how to explain why. But you hear that and you're like, wow, this is what life is all about. Nothing can beat the indomitable human spirit. And that's what I fear listening. That's what I feel listening to Cass Elliott's Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By. She's kind of being, like, TikTokified, I think. I feel like I use that word, like, once a show, but it's true. Like, I forget which song that's kind of going viral in there. Like, I think Quasi. So maybe I'm over-exaggerating. But Cass Elliott is good. I like Cass Elliott. And then that Front Bottom song, More Than It Hurts You, comes from their EP they released, I think, this summer. Teresa. I want to say it's just, like, re-recordings, maybe just, like, revamped recordings of, like, super old songs that they had. More Than Hurt It's You was the first single they released from that EP, if I remember correctly. And I'm like, a big fan. That's, like, classic Front Bottoms right there. I mean, they're just, like, two little New Jersey boys just, like, going hard, you know, and, like, you can't not respect that. Like, those New Jersey boys are putting on a show with that song, and you're like, well, I can't dispute that. I'm not disputing it. I think, I don't know, it's a good song. I don't know what I'm talking about today. Yeah, shout out to the Front Bottoms. But, you know, all this shouting out, whether it be to the Front Bottoms or a Tron Delaire or, you know, Cass Elliott, you know, all we're shouting out all these people, and, you know, we need to start formulating shout outs to other things. And, you know, maybe if we change the word shout out to, I don't know, an announcement, you know, we might be getting somewhere. And maybe these announcements can be, you know, to serve the public. And so with that in mind, I have a public service announcement, or otherwise known as a PSA. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, go green, rechargeable batteries. That is so true. Okay. I have some more music to play, so I'm going to play that and stop talking. Oh, that was a little binder. Okay. I hope you're all enjoying. It's kind of been a sporadic show, but that's okay. Here's some Fleet Foxes. All right. See you in a bit.
I went down among the dust and pollen to the old stone fountain in the morning after dawn. Underneath were all these pennies fallen from the hands of children. They were there and then were gone. And I wonder what became of them. What became of them? Sunlight over me, no matter what I do. Apples in the summer are cold and sweet. Every day a passing complete. I'm not one to ever pray for mercy or to wish on pennies in the fountain or the shrine. But that day, you know, I left my money and I thought, of you only all that copper glowing fine. And I wonder what became of you, what became of you. Sunlight over me, no matter what I do. Apples in the summer all cold and sweet. Every day a passing complete. Apples in the summer all cold and sweet. Every day
bye. It's the same as blowing breezes across. If I can't live without it, I can't live at all. If we can't live without it, we can't live at all. I'm a dream, I'm a fraction, I'm somewhere between the near and the far of the butterfly's wing. There's some
Hey y'all, we just listened to Springin' Hours by Florist, and just before that, we listened to The Shrine / An Argument by Fleet Foxes. That Fleet Foxes song coming off of their 2011 album, Helplessness Blues, arguably my favorite album of all time. It is so good. Partial inspiration for the show name being Foxtrot, that you are listening to. So that's cool. Everything about that song is so cool. I don't know why I said the word cool twice. My vocabulary is not very expansive today. But no, that song is just so good. Oh my god. And then I think it's like a bass clarinet solo, I want to say, at the end. It just goes off the rails. But it fits so well. And I used to like really not totally jive with that song. It was not one of my favorites, but oh my god, I cannot explain just how perfect that song is. There's also like a clip online of Post Malone singing that song with like his entourage, and it's very clear his entourage does not really know the song that well, but Post Malone is like jamming. One thing about Post Malone, I'm not like this big Post Malone listener, but he loves himself some Fleet Foxes and Father John Misty. There's like 8 different videos online, and like he has so many tweets of him either like singing along with Fleet Foxes and or Father John Misty, or tweeting about it. Like, Post Malone gets me, and I'm not gonna say you can quote me on that. Post Malone gets me in the realm of Fleet Foxes and Father John Misty, and you can quote me on that. Springin' Hours by Florist, just a quaint song. It's just like you listen to it and you're like swaying, like you can't help but sway when you're listening to Springin' Hours by Florist, and I stand by that, and you can also quote me on that. So yeah, okay, I'm gonna play one more quick song and then I'll be back to say my goodbyes. Okay, be back in a jiff.
Thank you.
Alright, gonna make it quick. We just listened to Island Music by Tennis. Great song. Very beautiful. And that wraps up my show for today. This has been Foxtrot every Wednesday at 2 p.m. I will not be here next week. I will be off on spring break. So I'll be back in 2 weeks, Wednesday at 2 p.m. It'll be a ball. Come join me whenever you can. And stay tuned to listen to the Voicemobile just right after this show. From 3 to 5. And yeah, I'm going to close out with some Yola Tango. And this is Noah, and you're listening to 9.5 FM, WMFM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. All right, goodbye.